With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Montana officials say the integrity of November's election would be in peril if the state Supreme Court grants Republican Party Chairman Jeff Esmond's petition to delay the printing of ballots to remove a candidate's name. Attorneys for Secretary of State Linda McCullough and Commissioner of Political Practices Jonathan Modell filed their responses today to the petition. Esmond says Libertarian candidate for Secretary of State Roger Roots is not eligible as a candidate because he failed to file the proper paperwork. Modell says Roots did make the proper filings, though some documents were late and his staff can't find Roots' original business disclosure statement. Attorneys for McCullough say that granting Esmond's request with printing already underway could prevent the state from meeting a federal deadline to mail ballots to military and overseas voters by September 23rd. A government commission study says there's substantial risk that a $57 million dam and fish bypass proposed on the Yellowstone River won't meet its goal of helping pallid sturgeon. An independent panel of scientists and engineers conducted the study for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. They say the agency provided no evidence the proposed bypass near the Montana-North Dakota border would help the fish reach upstream spawning grounds. The dinosaur-like fish for decades have been prevented from moving upstream by a rock weir that diverts river water for irrigation. A judge blocked construction of the dam and bypass last year following concerns raised by wildlife advocates. A group of government biologists has said removing the weir is the best way to help pallid sturgeon avoid extinction. Environmental organizations in two Montana cities are participating in a national rally tomorrow afternoon in support of the ongoing protest against the Dakota Access Pipeline in North Dakota. Roughly two dozen indigenous rights and environmental groups across the country are organizing events in more than 100 American and a few international cities, including Whitefish and Missoula. They're calling for the Army Corps of Engineers to revoke permits for the pipeline on the grounds that the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe was not consulted before permits were issued.
The purpose of this day of support is to just add one more voice to all the voices that are coming out.
Scott Bryan recently returned from delivering donated food and supplies to the Sacred Stone Camp at the protest site. He'll talk about his recent trip at the Whitefish Rally. He will be joined by Chippewa tribal member Richard Smith. Last Friday, a federal judge denied the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe's request to block the pipeline's construction. Shortly after that, the Obama administration announced a voluntary pause on construction. The rallies begin at 4 p.m. in Whitefish's Depot Park and Missoula's Higgins Street Bridge. For more information, visit our website at mtpr.org. Western Montana crops are vulnerable to potential freeze damage tonight. A Canadian cold front that pushed into Montana this weekend will lead to clear skies, breezy conditions, and near-record overnight lows. National Weather Service meteorologist Lance Vanden Bogart.
The Flathead Valley, Missoula Valley, we're looking at temperatures in the low 30s to upper 20s primarily. The coldest spots down in the bottom of the valleys might even see, 28, 27, those types of temperatures.
Libby and Great Falls could have overnight lows ranging from the upper 20s to about 30 degrees. Butte's lows could dip into the mid-20s.
You definitely want to cover your sensitive vegetation tonight. It's not a sure thing that every person is going to be affected by these temperatures that are this cold, but we're certainly thinking large areas will be, and it's a precaution worth taking tonight.
Wednesday morning will be cold as well, but temperatures will gradually warm back into the 70s later this week. A task force is forwarding to the Montana legislature a bill that would reorganize the Office of the State Public Defender by creating a cabinet-level director to oversee the agency. The Task Force on State Public Defender Operations advanced that and other bills today to restructure the agency that represents poor criminal defendants. The key legislation would create a director who answers directly to the governor instead of the Public Defender Commission. The commission would become an advisory panel instead of having the direct oversight it now has. The commission would forward three nominees for the governor to choose. If the governor chooses none, the commission would forward three more names from which the governor must pick one. The measure will be introduced in the legislative session that begins in January. Conservation officers with the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes are investigating a missing female grizzly bear in the Post Creek area. Tribal bear biologists were called on Monday, August 29th, with a report that twin grizzly bear cubs were out during the day bawling for their mother. During the following week, traps were set for the cubs. There was no evidence of an adult female in the area while the cubs were trapped. Tribal officials are asking anyone with information to contact their conservation office or tribal dispatch. They can remain anonymous and may be eligible for a reward. With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant.